Oh, yes, they have. Actually, prior to the communication, many of them had already submitted their fees proposals for consideration. Yeah, so it means that you'll notice in my statement, we said that we have collected the inputs from them and we are going to submit it to Parliament for consideration. Parliament has to look at it and give us clearance.
Doesn't mean that the student will have to wait for Parliament to approve these new fees before school reopens? Or
No. In fact, that's why we indicated in the press statement and our direct communication with the vice chancellors is that they should charge at last year's levels in the meantime, in order not to delay the reopening of the schools. They should keep their fees at the same level as last year. And then carry on. Then when Parliament reviews what has been proposed, depending on the levels that Parliament will approve, there may have to be some adjustment either way, either in favor of the students or in favor of the institution.
But looking at what the universities have sent to you, how does it look like?
I don't want us to speculate on the levels because I've heard that some students complaining that they have been given a outrageous, or the fee levels are too much and all that. Whether it's too much or not, these are proposals, and that's the way in which we have to look at it. Ultimately, what would matter is what Parliament will approve, and so I would rather we defer to what comes out of Parliament's consideration than speculate on the levels, because whatever they submitted remain proposals.